Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? Well, all right. Thank you, Kenny Loggins. And hi again, everybody. Welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Yes, of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is yet another beautiful day. If I were you in Bonner's Ferry, I'd get out to Mirror Lake Golf Course on a day like today. It's gorgeous. We're also on, of course, 97.1 FM KSBT, and once again, soon to be 1400 AM KSBT. Both stations broadcasting simultaneously. Pick them up anywhere you are at NorthIdahoRadio.com. And if there's ever one of these local noon hour shows that you want to hear that have played in the past, you can go to NorthIdahoRadio.com and go to the archives and check it out. Anyway, it's Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, and this is North Idaho Thursday, and I believe we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly visit with a representative from the Sandpoint Elks Lodge. This time around, our old friend Jeff Hurst will be joining us and find out what's happening at the Elks Lodge for the month of June. Of course, Jeff has been on this program, geez, over the last 30 years, from wearing a variety of different hats. And he's wearing his Elks Lodge hat today. So we'll find out what's the latest with him. And then in our second segment, we'll be chatting once again with Linus Jelinek from the Envision Center right here in Sandpoint. And once again, be discussing the great programs they have to offer for you there, and get an update on their rental assistance program. You may recall she was here, 3 weeks or a month ago, and I just couldn't believe the money that's available to help folks right here in Bonner and Boundary County who are struggling to pay their rent. And I know there's a lot of folks like that, with the rents being what they are. And she'll give us an update on where they're at with that program. And in our final segment, Dr. Joseph Wassef and Jill Hicks from the Bonner General Behavioral Health will be joining us. Dr. Wassef is a psychologist at BGBH and has been on this program a number of times in recent years. And Jill is a new team member there. She's a licensed clinical professional counselor and new clinical director for Bonner Behavioral Health. Looking forward to all of our guests today, but first, honestly, I'm also looking forward to Memorial Day weekend. So much to do the rest of this week and this weekend. Right now, the Festival at Sandpoint has their online auction going on. Go to festivalatsandpoint.com and find out the things you can bid on. Also, Idaho Trails Association is having an online auction now through the end of May. So you can Google them and go to their website and see what that one is all about. Of course, Sandpoint's Farmers Market is in full swing on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Wednesdays in Farm and Park from 3 until 5:30. Saturdays from 9 until 1. And, boy, the market's looking mostly full, and lots of veggies and starts and bread and just all kinds of stuff. So go check that out. Also, something new to check out starting this weekend, the grand opening of the local cottage market. I just learned about this from our engineer, Pat, just the other day. It's also in Farman Park. The new Sunday market, local cottage market on Sundays, open from 10 until 6. There will be a diverse group of vendors from freeze-dried goods, leatherworks, bone tools, copper creations, pottery, crystals, and so much more. The market will run in Farman Park until the beginning of October, except for June the 11th. Anyway, we will have Bradley from the local cottage market on this very program next Thursday and learn more about that and what's going on there. So, yeah, lots of other stuff going on. There's Songs in the Round at the Little Panada Theater on Friday. That was with Caitlin Shook, Josh Hedlund, and Larcy Garden, Sarah Edmonds. And you can go to panada.org to learn more about that and get tickets. And let's see, there's Comedy Night at Paddlers on Saturday from 7:30 until 9. Priest Lake is having their spring festival Friday and Saturday. There's vendor booths, food booths, a parade, a fun run, a quilt show. Just check out the Priest Lake Chamber of Commerce for more information on that. And Silverwood is in full swing these days, and all military personnel in honor of Memorial Day. This includes not just veterans, but police officers, firefighters, and EMS. Free admission to Silverwood this weekend, which they are calling American Heroes Weekend. So go to silverwood.com and learn more about that. Anyway, we're going to take our first break here on North Idaho Thursday. When we come back, we'll be talking about Soundpoint Elks Lodge with our guest Jeff Hurst, and we'll get to that right after this.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month, a savings of nearly $300 a year.
Whether you need a $100,000 policy or a $10 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-723-5330. That's 1-800-723-5330. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-723-5330.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
At Findlay Jeep Superstore, it's always Jeep season. In the fall, when seasons are changing, it's Jeep season. In the frozen winter, it's Jeep season. In the rainy spring, it's Jeep season. In the heat of the summer, it's definitely Jeep season. Save big on the huge selection of new Jeeps during Findlay's Jeep Season event at the Inland Northwest's only standalone Jeep Superstore. Save 24% on a new Jeep Compass stock number J22319, MSRP $34,410, discounts and incentives $8,271, sale price now $26,139 plus tax and fees. Memorial Day is also this month. Take a moment to honor those who have fallen and create new memories with those you love. Findlay helps. With any new vehicle purchase, receive 2 season passes to State Line Speedway, plus 2 tickets to the concert of your choice at the Grandstand Jam Tour. Visit Findlay Jeep Superstore in Post Falls at the I-90 Autoplex or online at FindlayPostFalls.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-736-6158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-6158. That's 800-736-6158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-6158. Again, 800-736-6158.
97.1 FM. 1400 KSPT and 1450 KBFI.
At Findlay Jeep Superstore, it's always Jeep season. In the fall, when seasons are changing, it's Jeep season. In the frozen winter, it's Jeep season. In the rainy spring, it's Jeep season. In the heat of the summer, it's definitely Jeep season. Save big on the huge selection of new Jeeps during Findlay's Jeep Season event at the Inland Northwest's only standalone Jeep Superstore. Save 24% on a new Jeep Compass stock number J22319, MSRP $34,410, discounts and
and incentives, $8,271. Sale price now, $26,139 plus tax and fees. Memorial Day is also this month. Take a moment to honor those who have fallen and create new memories with those you love. Finley helps. With any new vehicle purchase, receive 2 season passes to State Line Speedway, plus 2 tickets to the concert of your choice at the Grandstand Jam Tour. Visit Finley Jeep Superstore in Post Falls at the I-90 Autoplex or online at FinleyPostFalls.com.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
And what's better than waking up to a toasty sausage McMuffin or sweet, savory sausage McGriddles? Waking up to 2. Because when you buy one, you can get another for $1. You can even mix and match. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. When you're drinking a frozen beverage from McDonald's, your brain may not like how refreshingly cold it is. But the rest of your body, oh yes, it's gonna relish every moment of it. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Get all the chill you need for just $1.89 from any small frozen drink, like a frozen Fanta Blue Raspberry, to our new ice-cold lemonade. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team. Alta employs over 600 dedicated people across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, sick leave, plus matching 401k. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in the USA. Alta Forest Products is the world's leader in quality wood fencing. Apply now at jobs@altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. jobs@altafp.com. jobs@altafp.com.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, we are back, and apparently our first guest has been waylaid, so of course, it was going to be Jeff from the Sandpoint Elks Lodge, 1376, right here in Sandpoint. But I can tell you that there's a lot going on at the Elks. They're home to many members of the Sandpoint community who invest their time and resources into programs that help children grow up healthy and drug-free and meet the needs of today's veterans and improve the quality of life. And I believe that the Elks, since forming here in Sandpoint around 1919, have raised over $3.5 million to help kids and organizations out. And of course, a big part of this Elks Lodge is the golf course, which is open. 208-263-4321. Of course, nine hole beautiful golf course with 18 separate tee boxes for those of you inclined to play 18 holes, and it is in great shape. Tanner and crew have done a sensational job coming out of winter, and book a tee time and get out there and play golf at the Elks. As you've probably heard, there is a new restaurant at the Sandpoint Elks Lodge. It is called Tracks at the Elks. Of course, there's tracks all around Sandpoint Elks Lodge, as there is most of North Idaho. And they are a restaurant, full bar, catering, open Thursdays for lunch from 11 to 3. And I think that's going to expand to Wednesdays for the time being, 11 to 3. Excuse me. Fridays, they have lunch and dinner from 11 till 8. And Saturdays, lunch and dinner from 11 to 8. Sundays, they're open for brunch. Heard rave reviews about brunch at tracks for the Elks, and you can give them a call to make a reservation, 263-3313, 208-263-3313. And they're also the they have a banquet room at the Elks, which is available for a meeting or a wedding or just an event there, and they can have that catered for you at the Sandpoint Elks Lodge. So, yeah, you can check them out. They have their very own website now, elkslodgesandpoint.com, and they are hiring as well. You can just go to that website if you're interested in working at tracks at the Elks. Just check it out online, elkslodgesandpoint.com. We are going to jump right into our next break. When we come back, Linus Jelinek is with us, and she is with the Envision Center here in Sandpoint, and we'll be discussing the great programs they have to offer you and get an update on their rental assistance program. This is really something, so check it out right after this.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month, a savings of nearly $300 a year.
Whether you need a $100,000 policy or a $10 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-723-5330. That's 1-800-723-5330. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-723-5330.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-736-6158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-6158. That's 800-736-6158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-6158. Again, 800-736-6158.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by our good friend Linus Jelinek with the Envision Center right here in Sandpoint. And Linus, how are you?
I'm really good.
Yeah. Beautiful weather, heading into a three-day weekend. And like I was saying in the intro, lots going on this weekend and looking forward to all of it. Also was looking very forward to chatting with you again. You were here a few weeks or a month ago talking about the rental assistance program you guys have going on. And I'm looking at your website. You've already helped secure $414,940 in assistance. To me, that's a staggering number for our little corner of the world here.
Yeah.
How are you able to do that?
Well, that money represented 86 cases that were submitted and closed and money paid to landlords on current leases. And now the governor just signed a new tranche of money. It's $32 million for all of Idaho. That doesn't include Ada County because Ada County got their own money this time.
Shocking.
And so we're going to go after as much of that as we can.
Yeah.
And so I've been out visiting I had a meeting with Justin the other day and was just like, hey, seasonal workers and, you know, let's help them.
Yeah. So that was my very next question, you know, seasonal workers, or what does it take? I know there's the ground rules or whatever to qualify
checklist.
On your website. But if you could tell our listeners what does it normally take for somebody to be eligible for rental assistance?
So they made a few changes with this one. You do have to have a lease. If you don't have a lease, they will accept a 6-month lease from a hotel.
Oh.
Which is a little bit different. So if you can get a hotel to give you a 6-month lease, they will pay it.
And that's becoming more and more of a thing that people are actually...
It is.
Their hotels being treated like an apartment.
So something that we were able to do last time where people were able to rent rooms out in their homes, right, to help people out. And that went really well. But this time, so we just had a case denied because the landlord lived in the home too. And I'm like, okay, so I wrote a big, long appeal last night. Haven't heard back. And I just said, you know, this is going to create great hardship here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been out to homeowners and employers and trying to encourage people to open extra rooms in their homes for that very reason, for, you know, a short-term stay. And so I haven't heard back. I'm really hoping that they see our need here because we don't have anything else. The wait lists for apartments and houses, it's very long and almost futile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'll just stand by on that answer. I'm appealing it, just asking them to, you know, and I may go to our representative here. I might go to Sage and say, how do we navigate this? Who were the legislators that signed off on that bill? Because that's what it's designated for. So this is something new, a challenge that we're dealing with. But we really do need that.
Yeah, we see what appear to be some new apartments being built. I know Schweitzer's doing the employee thing, which is above and beyond.
Yeah.
And there's a few others around. Is that going to put much of a dent into the rental need around here that you know?
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, and that is so, it's designated, right? It's designated housing for their employees and, you know, whether they open it up, you know, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
That they're building it to create housing for people that serve the mountain. And I think it's great that they're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it's really going to make much of a dent.
So is there money through your program available still? Are you just waiting to see if you qualify for this next?
No, it's here.
Okay.
It's open. So people, they can go on our website, crecidaho.com, and they can see step one. First of all, see if you qualify. You have to be at under 80% of the area median income. So... And that's gross income, and that's all before taxes and stuff. But there's a whole table there. You can look at Bonner County, Boundary County, wherever you live, and you can go, how many people are in my household? So if you're a mom with two kids, you're a three-person household. And here, if you're at that number or below, then you qualify.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring in 62 months of pay stubs, 60 days of pay stubs, and ID. The checklist is there. It's not hard, but this time they do have to have a lease.
Okay.
So they have to have a landlord.
So you won't know if you qualify unless you go to this website and or come out to the Envision Center, and you guys will help them figure it out. Again, that website is CRECIdaho.com, CRECIdaho.com. And as Linus just mentioned, it's Bonner and Boundary County. Mm-hmm. So if you're in Naples or Bonner's Ferry, it's absolutely available, CRECIdaho.com. And no matter what your age or circumstance, you check it out.
Yeah.
Well, it's great that you guys are doing this, and that's why I have you on the program so often, is that we just need to get out there in the community and let people know that this is available to folks. What else do you have going on at the Envision Center?
Wow. We just got exciting news a couple of weeks ago. We, I don't know if we adopted or inherited, but it was news in our town that we are now going to be the hosts of the Festival of Trees, because Kinderhaven, they've done it for many, many years, mm-hmm. and they wanted to find someone to take it over, and we were selected.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Kinderhaven is now the Kinderhaven Foundation.
Correct.
Yeah. And so you guys are the host and will be the beneficiary?
Yes, but we're gonna mix it up a little bit this year and have other nonprofits be the beneficiary too of this fundraiser.
Great move.
Because that's what, you know, we're always about, lifting everybody else and lifting nonprofits. And we're really excited because I think this gives us an opportunity for the community to learn more about all the services that we give. I mean, we cast a pretty wide net.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think people don't really realize how many kids we really do help. In a decade, I was looking at some numbers. We've helped over 2,000 minor kids in the last decade. And just in the past 4 months, it's been, we helped 59 kids were represented in all the different cases. I mean, people
and
come
helping
to us
them
for,
in what way?
Well, their parents come, their single parents come, their grandparents are raising them. They come and they really, people don't have just one need anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It could be transportation issues, food issues, rental assistance issues, house repair issues, medical assistance that isn't paid for. And it, you know, like I said, we cast a wide net.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kids are involved.
Now you guys are now, you were right in the heart of downtown a few years ago, but you've moved out to the original headquarters, or not the original, but the large headquarters that was at Coldwater Creek,
mm-hmm.
and now it has a lighthouse. And what can someone expect if they walk through your doors?
Well, we have, it's not just us there. We have, with us, we have six nonprofits represented there. We have eight other either startup businesses or entrepreneurs, or, you know, people who are solo business owners working there. So it's a pretty exciting atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes quiet, sometimes lively. It just depends. And so if they come, and I do encourage people to make an appointment, especially if it's about the housing, so that they would make an appointment with Angela. She's our housing resource specialist. It's real clear on the checklist what her number is, and she'll make an appointment, because we don't want people stacked up, mm-hmm. and people waiting, because when people finally turn for help, they're anxious, they're stressed out, and we want to make it really comfortable, smooth, and just to be able to sit down, you know, and look someone in the eye and say, I'm going to help you. Let's just get to the bottom of what your needs are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, no matter what your age or circumstance, you're invited to visit, call, email. As Linus just mentioned, to make an appointment would help. Eager to discover the options that are available. That's why the Resource Center really began, was that a lot of people didn't know where to turn.
Right.
And, you know, heading into Memorial Day, of course, there's so many veteran services that I believe there are a lot of vets who aren't aware of the help that they can get.
Yeah.
And that's one of the many programs you have. If you don't have ability to go online and make that appointment or to learn more about the housing program, 208-920-1840, 208-920-1840. 920-1840, easy to remember, and make that appointment. And are you guys also, it takes a lot of volunteers to pull off an organization, like a nonprofit organization like this. Do you have room for any more volunteers? Are you?
Well, that's a great point.
I've met a lot of people who have moved here in recent years who have reached out and said, what can I do to help? I really like North Idaho. Is there anything available to me? And
so this is a great opportunity with the Festival of Trees. If people have been involved as a volunteer, we definitely encourage them to reach out to us, because we'd love to have their experience and just their know-how. And if you haven't been involved but you want to be involved, this is a great time to come in and meet like-minded people and do something amazing for the community, because this really is the hallmark event of the holidays for our community. And we really want to just make it fun and keep – it's not going to look a lot different. We have the same caterer. We have the same auctioneer. We're, you know – it's perfect. Why mess with the recipe, right?
I was going to say it's been incredibly successful.
Right.
And I just remember, you know, when the pandemic came down, it's like, gosh, should we go online? Is it going to work? And it actually thrived at the time. So it's very commendable.
Yeah.
Again, the phone number, 208-920-1840. And it's a great website you guys have, and it's very informative and easy to find out if you qualify for the rental assistance and all these other programs that you can look at before you call or make an appointment to go out there. CRECIdaho.com. Linus, it's always great to have you on the program, and thank you and all of your volunteers out there and the great things you do for our community.
Thank you. Thanks for the support.
We are going to take our final break a little bit early here. Today, when we come back, Dr. Joseph Wassef and Jill Hicks from the Bonner General Behavioral Health will be with us. Dr. Wassef is a psychologist at BGBH. He's been on this program a number of times in recent years. And Jill is a new team member there. She's a licensed clinical professional counselor and the new clinical director for Bonner Behavioral Health. We will be chatting with those two right after this.
There's two kinds of people in the world, those who own a TYM tractor and those that wish they did.
I love my tractor.
It's summer, and what better way to enjoy it than with a TYM tractor? Jordan Sales and Service has the best selection of TYM tractors. Whether you're preparing for planting season or in the middle of tilling your fields, we've got TYM tractors and attachments to suit every need. See your new TYM tractor today at Jordan Sales and Service, 715 North Pleasant View Road in Post Falls, or online at jordansales.com.
The Pondere Winery, located at 301 Cedar in historic downtown Sandpoint, is a true experience. With award-winning wines, handmade cuisine, local artwork, live music, and a unique gift shop, our tasting room has a little something for everyone. This month, our walls will be adorned with beautiful artwork by Laura Blue. It's Wine Club Release Month again for you wine thieves out there as well. Kylie and I have some special selections we cannot wait to share with you. Go to powine.com or check our social media for a list of musicians and all the events happening in May. The Pondere Winery, a Sandpoint institution for the past 28 years.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, paid for by the settlement specialists.
Attention, all women who use popular hair straighteners or relaxers like Motion, Dark and Lovely, Olive Oil Relaxer, or Organic Root Stimulator. If you or a loved one were diagnosed with cancer such as ovarian, endometrial, or uterine cancer, or endometriosis after using these hair straighteners, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-816-3671 now to see if you qualify. A recent study in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute concluded that frequent users of chemical hair straighteners were twice as likely to develop uterine cancer. A separate study found that these These hair straightening products contain hormone-disrupting chemicals. Call 800-816-3671 to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. If you or a loved one use chemical hair straightener products like Motion, Dark and Lovely, or other popular brands and developed ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, or other illnesses, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-816-3671. Don't wait. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 800-816-3671. 800-816-3671. 800-816-3671.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month, a savings of nearly $300 a year.
Whether you need a $100,000 policy or a $10 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-723-5330. That's 1-800-723-5330. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-723-5330.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, we are back, our final segment here today, North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined by Dr. Joseph Wassef and Jill Hicks from the Bonner General Behavioral Health. And Dr. Joe, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Bob.
It's been a few years now. You've been on several times.
I think so. I think about four times now.
Yeah, that's great to have you back. And Jill Hicks, first time here, and you are new to the behavioral health at the Bonner General. And tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you went to the University of Idaho.
I did. I was a Vandal. Yes. Go Vandals. I worked as a clinical director at North Idaho Children and Community Mental Health for about 24 years. And when we closed our doors here a couple months ago, Bonner Behavioral Health was gracious enough to let me join their team, which I'm really excited about. So I've been in the community here since 1998, working with mainly children and families.
So you work with, is it eight and under?
I do. Well, probably depending on the verbal capacity of a child, two to about, I'll say 18, but I prefer the littles.
And at what point in the child's life or a parent's, do they come to someone like you and say, you know, I think we need help? Is that how it typically happens? Or is it a physician that suggests to you guys? Or
yeah, typically a physician will refer over to us. And my training is in trauma and attachment. And so I work with children and families with trauma and attachment wounds, physical abuse, sexual abuse, neglect for
wow.
the most part.
Mm-hmm. That's incredibly commendable.
Thank you.
I mean, there are a lot of people who would just stay away from, like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great to see kids heal and their families kind of heal along with them. So,
well, it's great to have you be able to stay here in Sandpoint area.
Yeah.
And Dr. Wassef, it's Mental Health Awareness Month here in May, so we're lucky have you guys on the program today. And what does Mental Health Awareness Month mean?
Well, I mean, for us, it means a lot of different things, but it specifically to today, it gives us an opportunity to talk about, you know, where are we in our community and what are the directions we're headed to continue to help meet those needs? Because it feels like it's a goal that we're never going to fully achieve. I can't imagine me ever coming on this show, Bob, and saying, we did it. It's all done. But at least we can talk about how we're, you know, making efforts to meet those needs. And before I go any further, I guess I really want to also say that Jill's being quite modest. She's actually our clinical director, and in the spirit of talking about goals and directions, Jill was really brought on to help us I think, go to the next step of how can we meet the community's needs. And I'm excited to see what she brings.
Yeah.
So what is the next step for community needs? I see that on your website there are a few other employees in your division. Mm-hmm. And so bringing on Jill's specialty, what are those needs compared to what you've been able to do in the past?
Sure. Well, Jill, do you want to talk about some of the outreach and things you're
doing?
Yeah.
We when I came on, we wrote a couple of grants to provide outreach for our local mental health providers to grow them through education. And so we're actually June 16th, we partnered with the Envision Center, gave us their space to host a training for mental health providers in Bonner, Boundary, and Kootenai County on co-parenting children of two homes, specifically with divorce and that kind of thing. So that's kind of an outreach class that we're doing for mental health clinicians in our area. And so just to increase knowledge with our partner parent team out of Bozeman, Montana. And we were able to offer that at a really reduced rate for our mental health clinicians. And then,
and by the way, we didn't do that on purpose, you know, have the Envision Center on and then you guys.
No, but, I know. It was great.
I didn't know about that program, right? Until during the commercial break. And Linus was, oh, by the way.
Yeah. And then, we actually, wrote a grant to start doing some trauma-informed parenting classes, at Bonner General. And so it's for, parents or guardians or grandparents who are raising children who have been exposed to trauma. And that's a 5-week series. We're trying to get that up and off the ground, and that will happen probably every other month. As long as we get interests going. And so people just have to go on our website. There's a link there to a parenting class, and they can click on that. And we partnered with Children's Mental Health to provide vouchers for people who can't afford the $50 fee for the 5-week series.
And so you suggest you go to bonnergeneral.org.
Yep.
And then go to behavioral health and find out your hours and all of that.
Yep.
And you guys are located in the Pine Grove Center, which is right down from McDuff's Beer Hall, right next to the BGH. Is that
the
building?
That's not normally how we give directions. Turn left.
That's how I look at that part of downtown Sandpoint.
Another way of looking, there's the Healing Garden. A lot of people know that if you're familiar with the hospital, where we share a parking lot with the Healing Garden.
Great. And you guys are Monday through Thursday, 8 until 6. 208-265-1090, probably the easiest thing to do is just go to bonnergeneral.org, services and behavioral health. And so the Mental Health Awareness Month, Dr. Joe, I just looked at a zillion websites this morning of different advice and stuff. What would you suggest to people that were maybe hearing this or thinking, I don't know, do we need help? Do we not need help?
Yeah.
What's the best way for people to figure that out?
Well, I know we've talked about this over the years, Bob, and just a reminder to the public, a lot of times the first interface with mental health or seeking help is often through primary care, right? So if you are wondering, gosh, something just doesn't seem right in my life or my child's life and I don't know where to start, primary care is a great place to start because they're connected with all the specialists in the community, whether it's psychiatry or they know a lot of the mental health practitioners. And so my advice to parents, to individuals, if you are wondering about things like depression, anxiety, and are ready to seek some help or at least just ready to ask some questions, start with primary care.
I would imagine that's a huge step for someone to say, you know, I think maybe I should talk to somebody. How do you get past that?
I can speak for children. A lot of times parents or guardians are seeing some negative behaviors, or they get the teachers calling them and talking to them about those negative behaviors. And so usually that's a trip to the pediatrician or to their primary care doctor to talk about some of the irritable behaviors or the negative behaviors that the child's exhibiting. And then they usually typically refer to us to begin to support that process for them.
And so then once they're referred to you, what can parents expect? Or
For in child mm-hmm. Therapy, there's a component always with parents. And I kind of use the analogy of clean the desk, clean the room, clean the house. Meaning, if we're going to just work with your child, then there might be a portion in which we can support your child through, negative, events that are happening to them. If there's a little more happening within the family, we may take time outside of, the child's visit where we meet with parents. I typically do that if, the children in school, sometimes I bring mom or dad or grandma or grandpa in and just kind of see how their parenting is going. And sometimes we work with just them on setting up some boundaries or structure or whatever the needs of that child are. And then, kind of that third step might be a little more family intensive where you have the children or siblings, and or guardians in the room. And so, it just kind of depends on what the need of each individual child and or family are at that time.
And Dr. Joe, are there certain, very well put, by the way, when it comes to adults, I would admit, like I touched on a minute ago, it's really hard to take that step. Like maybe there, I should talk to somebody. There might be something off with me. I would imagine that with most people in denial about that. Are there services available that, will the authorities, police say, hey, we keep arresting this person and maybe they're not really a thief or whatever we arresting them for, but maybe they need somebody to talk to, they need some help.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'll say change is hard, right?
When absolutely.
You think about any kind of system, whether it's a business, a family, or your own individual patterns, it's just tough. And systems have a really hard time of reorganizing and individuals themselves too. Like, so for instance, we talk a lot about the stages of change, meaning that, we don't normally change overnight. I don't wake up one morning or at least we try to, right? That's where the January, New Year's resolutions sometimes get inspired, but by February, yeah, maybe we haven't stayed with them because
we all know how that hard. Works. You yeah. see it at yeah. every health club. Yeah.
But it, right. but even if it we don't follow through at that time, it doesn't mean that effort or that step wasn't worthwhile, right? Because sometimes it takes more than one try in order to make a change, right? So my advice to folks out there is that if you are wondering, meet with somebody, right? You can always decide that this isn't a good fit with the individual provider, and there's lots of providers in our community, or it may just not be the right time, or there was something that you need to work on first before you're going to be successful in therapy or psychiatry. But just making that effort to at least sit down and meet with people once. And that's the most common modal number, right? When you meet with the new provider, if you look at all the statistics, the most common number of times people meet with a therapist is one, right?
Yes.
Sometimes it takes more than one try to come back, and that's okay.
So with that having been said, is a financial requirement a block for some people? It's like, I can't afford to talk to Dr. Joe, so.
Sure. Yeah. So so different individuals, obviously, or different providers take different insurances, right? And that's a big conversation in the community right now, or in the larger nation. We talk about our mental health crisis, and a lot of that has to do with access, right? Mm-hmm. Do I have access to the resources that I need? And then you boil that down further, and it usually has a lot to do with finances. Not always transportation. There are other things, but a lot of it's finances. And so part of that is what's really great about the hospital and places like Kinnexu, mm-hmm. our other large community agency in town, is first of all, our two agencies we take every insurance that I'm aware of, right? There may be something out there that I'm not aware of, but, even in a lot of those agencies, public agencies have sliding scales or other opportunities mm-hmm. to meet the needs. And if we can't, we usually have a list of other different agencies and individuals in the community that we can then refer people to. There's not a lot of competition here.
Yeah.
We want people to get help.
Well, that's where a service like the Envision Center comes in handy because, if you don't take that first step and at least ask, yeah. you don't know what programs are available. So once again, to reach out to the Envision Center, it's CRECIdaho.com or just go to Bonner General www.thewordsmatter.org and find out more. And Dr. Joseph Wassef and Jill Hicks, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on joining the team there at BGH.
Thank you.
All right. And great. I hope you guys have a good Memorial Day weekend. Looks like beautiful weather for the next few days.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Too, Bob.
All right. And with that having been said, that's it for North Idaho Thursday today. I'm back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.